Everyone knows laws are made to be enforced, except when they're not, as we hear now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Sometimes the law is the law, and sometimes the law can be, well, a little more flexible. This week, we have an example of both.
David, let's start with a law that would not bend, not even for a county prosecutor.
In Greene County, Prosecutor Matt Hardin, who was elected last year promising to cut the expenses of his office, had found out that's a little harder than he thought. Terry Bage of the Greene County Record reports that Hardin decided he wanted to cut his own pay, which is $121,000 a year. He is the highest paid constitutional officer in the locality of only 18,000 people near Charlottesville. He wanted to make his office a part-time office, so his pay would be cut by $60,000, basically in half.
The job used to be considered part-time by the state, but Hardin's predecessor had it reclassified as full-time. So why couldn't Hardin simply change it back?
The law says that once a prosecutor's office becomes full-time, it cannot revert back to part-time.
Well, David, the question made it all the way to the state attorney general's office in Richmond, and the answer there was unequivocal.
No, Matt Hardin cannot cut his salary in Greene County. It's not sure what's going to happen next. Hardin said he made a few cuts of county money, but most of the budget is salaries. So we may look for a move next year at the General Assembly to change the law to let people like him revert back. He said, quote, "I've never met a citizen that said we need to pay our politicians and lawyers more money."
So the law is the law, at least in that case. But you have another case.
Brian Murphy, reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk, brings us a story of how the law, given the right circumstances, can sometimes be pretty flexible. In Norfolk, during Hurricane Florence, 61,000 people were evacuated from low-lying areas. The city didn't quite know where to house people. They had a few shelters, but only handled just a fraction of that. So one option was Airbnb. Airbnb has a plan that lets people open up their homes to basically take in refugees from storms.
The story tells us, however, that Norfolk has effectively outlawed Airbnb rentals in the areas where the evacuees needed to go. In the circumstances of the moment, though, they reconsidered. In public announcements about the evacuations, the city neither renounced its regulations nor directly endorsed Airbnb's program, but they did drop some hints.
Jim Riddick, the city's emergency services manager, said he was aware that there is a private entity that can help facilitate connecting people with homes that are available. Norfolk Mayor Kenny Alexander said, "We are not discouraging safety."
And in the end, 11,000 people found technically illegal shelter in Norfolk through Airbnb. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.